by the announcers.
We've got a couple of minutes.
I'll try to finish.
Let me have a cigarette.
Yeah.
The thing is, in the key of...
You want a cigarette or have you been paid?
Hey.
Hi, George.
Hey, hi, Goldie. Tell us, we got about 2 minutes before the...
Oh, I thought we were running here now.
Well, we... They were just going, oh, what's that? It's the lovely you were on your own. You get paid yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Shocked is the word. Say, any of you fellas gone out to the ball game this afternoon at all? No. Who's pitching for the Invaders?
Yeah,
Mike Garcia. He's a very excellent
pitcher.
Not a message from Garcia.
How much time we got, Eddie?
We on the air.
Minute and a half.
Well, plenty of time. Yeah,
this
weather, huh?
Oh, we've got today. That's nice.
What's on this
day?
Yeah, we've lost.
Right, play that. It's the lovely for Ray. He didn't hear.
We could play the little
part. Have you decided whether you're going to be down at Magnolia with us next week?
What do you?
That's a wait for tonight.
You're going to play It's the Lovely on the program today.
Yeah. First time we ever saw it.
Well, look. Let's hear a little bit of it.
I mean, all the rehearsals you can use will be helpful. Mary coming in today?
I guess so.
It's delightful, it's lovely.
About 28 years old, isn't it? Walking there, it's delightful. It's
watch it,
delicious.
Watch it.
That may with Bob and Ray.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We
welcome.
Kind of jumped on the air here. Surprised us when that old light went on, and welcome. In response to many requests, our theme in its entirety.
Many people have written in requesting the name of our theme song. It's Everybody Eats When They Come to My House.
Father.
Yes, and it was written by I don't know exactly who.
It was written by Jackson, J-A-F-F-E, and Bob.
No way to talk in front of me.
Jaffe and Bob.
You know that. You know that, Ken.
I don't remember those two boys at all. I wonder what they've done since writing our theme for.
Jaffe and Bonk?
Yeah.
I don't know. With a name like that, they should go in the vaudeville.
Life and love.
Here they are, Jaffe and Bonk.
Hiya, Jaffe.
Hello, Bonk.
One thing happened to me on the way down to the studio today.
Yeah, what?
I can't remember what it was.
Got a 20 cents for a cup of coffee?
20 cents? What do you want 20 cents for a cup of coffee for?
Oh, it costs a dime, but won't you join me?
Oh, I think it's time for our first song, ain't it, for the afternoon?
Yeah,
it's called Run Rabbit. Right on, Jaffe. Here we go. Run Rabbit.
Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run, rabbit, run.
Why don't you fellas in the pit play along? Snake pit, that is.
Hey,
run, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run.
So what else is snow?
Not a thing, Jeff.
Huh? Don't ask me.
Ask me if it's hot enough for me.
Is it hot enough for you?
Don't ask me.
Ow!
Well, sir, we have another song here. This is for little Eddie up there in Stonehall.
What is it this time?
I think this is See You in My Dream.
All righty.
Follow the bouncing ball. I'll see you in my dreams.
I'll see you in my dreams.
Hold you in my dreams.
Hold you in my dreams.
Someone came and took me away.
Took me away.
We'll be back again at you tomorrow, same time, folks.
This
Till then,
Jaffe.
And this is Bonk.
Saying so long.
We'll be back for this minute.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
Whatever became of Jaffe and Bonk?
I don't know.
Really, it's Jerry and Sky.
I think maybe they are.
I think they're doing well in some other city. I can't mention the name.
Why not?
Hmm?
What other city?
I don't know. Oh, I can't mention.
Oh, well, I thought you were trying to get something from it.
Yeah, sure. The phone. Excuse me.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Peoria, Illinois calling. Well, put the party on, please.
I'm on the phone.
Hello? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Hmm?
What did he say?
Is that the... Yeah. You mean... But...
You mean...
I'm on the phone, folks. Yeah?
As I rolled a cigarette, I threw a glance across the room. He picked it up and threw it back at me. I knew it would be a fight.
What did you say your name was?
I didn't say.
You didn't, eh?
No.
Funny,
I knew it was going to be murder.
I thought you did.
Huh?
I thought you did.
No, I didn't say nothing about no name.
All right.
No how.
Well, when do we head west? For Abilene.
I think we ought to leave right now.
I got my honorary cayuse right here.
All right.
I'll
jump right up on my pinto. Yeah.
Give me a boost here, will you?
Okay. Huh? Off we go. Right away.
Oh, you ready to ride?
It's still on the ground now.
Oh, wait a minute.
I got to get up.
Give me a hand. I'll pull it up.
All right.
Yeah.
Ow! Don't grab me by the thumb. I hear this. It's tender.
All right, you on now?
Okay.
Here we go.
There we are.
We've got to do something about that.
About what?
That.
Green, you mean?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I've got a nice surprise coming up. It'll be nice.
A nice surprise,
yeah.
Something that will hit us like a bolt out of the blue.
Yeah.
Look out about that bolt out of
the blue. Doc, quick.
Excuse me, friends. I'm worried about Chesterfield, makers of cigarettes.
Over and over again.
Wait a minute. I think we missed the first little portion of that.
Try to keep in time with the marching cigarettes, too, will you, please?
That's that. Now let's start it all over.
That's the boy.
Okay, two-headed.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
Brother, is it a hot day, huh, man?
Studios are pretty good today, huh?
What are you doing about it, friends? If you're sweltering under the heat and the humidity, then you should take advantage of the products of this modern age in which we live.
Or I can't imagine.
I give you now Bob Elliott, who will read from there.
Take advantage of this modern age. Go in swimming.
No, that isn't what I'm getting around to, Bob.
You must be getting around to air conditioning.
Yes.
And you know you can make it many degrees cooler inside your home or office. Live in cool comfort with a Philco air conditioner. And now, Bing, what's the special for next week? All you do is plug the Philco air conditioner in.
There's
no plumbing, no piping, no special wiring. And these air conditioning heat beaters are quiet, vibrationless, and easily installed. Yes, sirree, your home or office can be the coolest spot in town with a Philco air conditioner.
That's right.
Not only do they cool, dehumidify.
What is that word, Wilma?
Take the wet out of it.
They dehumidify and circulate the air, but they change the air for you.
Flooding your education.
They bring in freshly filtered air from the outside and remove the stale indoor air. For a free air conditioning survey of your home or office, simply drop a card to Philco. WHCA.
Me dropping a card.
With your name and address. And the House of Television will make a free survey of your home or office. Philco.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Bob. That was grand.
Now
then, we shall listen to our men of music, notably Ken Wilson, who plays the organ.
For the first time on anybody's hot air.
I might mention that Mr. Wilson employs his two legs and his two hands and, of course, his two heads.
He'll be assisted by Mr. William Green, who appears this fall at the Salzburg Music Festival.
And
has had a fine musical education.
They both display the virtuosity now with it's the lovely. It's delicious.
Thank you. did you do to poor old Kenneth Wilson?
Friendly. It's one of the greatest things.
Give him a hot foot while he's sweating.
No, I merely went over and grabbed his left leg, and he couldn't play. He stopped.
Sure, you get on a certain beat and you can't do a thing about it.
Well, that's an amazing revelation. Now, I studied organ, of course, for 2 years.
I know you did.
And
you quit on me, doesn't
it? And it's an amazing thing. I never realized if anybody had grabbed my legs, I just would stop playing.
Sure. But it usually happens. It usually happens in every organist's lifetime. Once or more. That was the one. You only get half pay for this week because you only played half that song.
Mr. Wilson, would you go over here and tell us just exactly what it felt like when you felt my icy grip on your ankle?
I want to congratulate Bill for being right there and finishing the song up right on measure, despite the emergency which did arise here in this...
I want to congratulate me for having another conspicuous birth. I'm the first radio announcer to grab an organist by his left leg.
Imagine $1.85 for dinner.
Well, that's the same thing, but go right on.
$1.85 for fun and fine food, delightfully served. You stand for air-cooled breezes. Play, along with the best music in town, the music of Sammy Eisen and his augmented fiddle orchestra. Stop making excuses, so you can't finish it. It's the casino at Magnolia.
Come on, Bob, you make your exit.
For dining, for dancing, for luncheon, for pleasure.
Are you reading this to yourself or to the popular?
I was, yes. I'm a little shaky on this. I haven't read it over before.
Let's read it, Bob, and do it right.
The casino beside the sea at Magnolia is a summertime paradise. It's a short and glorious drive along the North Shore. Route 127 from Salem to Magnolia with a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive. All this and reasonable prices, too, with never a cover at the casino. And dinners start at $1.85. Here's a wonderful way to spend a summer evening or a lazy summer day. Just take the delightful scenic drive to the casino at Magnolia and stroll through the beautiful grounds. Wait a minute, Mary. Overlooking the ocean. And have a cocktail in the bar, dinner or luncheon if you wish. The dance floor is ocean cool, and there's just no music. Like Sammy Eisen. Listening to Sam's newest arrangement for 18 men. You'll find yourself saying I could dance all evening to music like that.
Yes, you will, friends. That's Sammy Eisen and his augmented orchestra.
Next Friday, a week from today, is Bob and Ray Benefit Night at the casino at Magnolia.
That's right. Next Friday, the 5th of August.
Hope we come out of the whole thing much better off than we are now.
Much better off. That's right. You said it, Bob.
We would be much better off. Some people say.
I don't know. Gee, is it ever warm?
Mary, you just dropped in while I was reading that.
Yeah. What happened to Kenny?
Well,
it's lovely.
Ray was sort of pulling a boner on him, that's all.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. His left leg left the pedals of the organ.
Uh-huh.
Because of a little action which Ray did, and Ken, of course, was forced to submit to the better of the two brains at that particular point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he stopped playing, in other words.
Oh, I see. I see.
Now, the same thing could happen on your melodeon, but I don't think it would.
I don't believe so. I think I'll play a little something today.
You want to run over a little tune?
Yes. I've always enjoyed playing this particular song. It's a song that I love.
It means a lot to you, eh?
Yes. It's a song folks down my way always like to sing this.
Down around Littleton.
Yes, when things are getting kind of dark.
I see. And the name of the song is?
Little Brown Bird Singing.
Oh, well, I love that one. Here it is. Go right on. Ken, keep away from Mary now. Don't try the same thing on her. This race is... Oh, this is a little sunburned berry.
Oh, look out!
Look out!
We return you now to Washington.
Welcome to part two of Matinee with Bob and Ray. Same thing every day.
Science spoke.
Speak.
Science speak. Spake.
Well, I guess we better just skip that feature for today. We can't figure out a good title for it, grammatically speaking, that is, of course.
Even a hyperbole.
Now then, what is the commercial that's due?
I believe there's one due here concerning the outfit known as Free Zone.
Oh.
If you're suffering from painful corns, listen. Free Zone Liquid Corn Remover is guaranteed to remove your corns or double your money back. Yes, Free Zone eases burning pain and starts to remove your corn the instant it's applied. Continued as directed, the corn is actually removed. Get Free Zone Liquid Corn Remover today.
Well, that's a short one, isn't it?
Excuse me. We made the mistake of talking while that was on. We didn't hear anything.
We didn't hear it at all.
Let's play a few parts of it, will you, please?
Sure, play the best parts of it.
Suffering from painful corns, listen. Free Zone Liquid Corn Remover is guaranteed to remove your corn or double your money back.
Yeah. Liquid Corn Remover. For those of you who hate to go out in the sun picking your corn.
Well, these are corns on your feet.
Oh, I thought it was golden bantam type.
No. No, don't use Free Zone on your golden bantam,
well,
friend.
Perish me.
Sure. I think we should make it up to Cannonville for what we did.
Well, what do you think?
You did.
I'm the guilty culprit.
Well, why don't we let them play Dee Lovely again?
Not today, though.
No.
You want them to
play something else? And then we might be able to sing in the second chorus if we rehearse it while
we're
playing.
You want to play another song?
You play the song, and then we'll sing.
All right.
Go ahead.
And
yes,
I promise,
we'll consent,
Ken,
to.
We won't trouble you at all.
We'll consent to sing it, though.
Everywhere You Go is the name. Number 45 in the book.
Pretty song, I think.
In response to many requests, we can sing this.
Oh, honestly, Bob?
By permission of a copyright owner.
Well, in that time.
Same key would be good, I think.
All right, anytime.
Thanks, Guy, for giving us permission to do this.
All righty.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Good. Fine.
Wonderful.
Thank you, man. Now then, I'd like to read a commercial, if I may.
Now,
till next week when we'll be back.
Quiet.
This is Giles saying goodbye and pleasant dreams. Bye.
See, every mother knows. Every mother knows there's nothing that'll keep children happier in hot weather than lots of cold things to drink. And they know those cold drinks...
Go ahead. What's bothering you?
Ken grabbed my left arm. I can't read while I'm...
Grabbed my left tonsil.
Every mother knows that there's nothing that'll keep children happier in hot weather than lots of real cold drinks. Now, they know these cold drinks should be nourishing as well as cooling. That's why so many of them use Sweeco, the instant sweet milk cocoa. You see, they take a glass of cold milk, add two or three spoonfuls of Sweeco's rich, chocolatey powder, shake well, and presto. The kids have a frosty, cold chocolate milkshake that's packed full of quick food energy. So, Mother, next time your children get thirsty, whip them up a milkshake made with delicious, wholesome Sweeco. Remember, Sweeco bears the Good Housekeeping seal, has been tested and commended by Parents Magazine Consumer Service Bureau and the Bob and Ray Kitchen.
Yes, we have. It's delicious stuff. I have it in my own home. And now, good night.
Look, if it's good enough for us, it's good enough for you. Know what I mean? Okay, then.
Buy some.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And take a timely tip from your New Haven Railroad at the same time.
Yeah.
Tonight and tomorrow will mark the start of the first of the two really big vacation weeks, the proverbial first two in August.
I never heard of them.
Don't take a chance of losing precious vacation hours. If you wonder what we mean, ask any of those who lost many hours waiting for fog to clear a week ago. If you're going to Cape Cod, the South Shore, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, or to any point in Rhode Island, Connecticut, or New York, make sure you get all your vacation. All. Go on the New Haven's dependable air-conditioned train. Weekend trains to Cape Cod leave South Station on regular schedules, no matter what the weather. They take you to Hyannis or Woods Hole in less than 2 hours.
What's the matter? I can't impersonate a train. Well, that's the nearest I can come. Where were we down here?
We were about down to there, I think.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, we're just leaving the South Station. So don't waste your vacation hours. Don't get delayed or detoured. What is that?
He is a big construction man. Detour. Oh. He's a Frenchman.
Go buy
signs around everywhere.
Go buy dependable
Louis Detour, I think his name is.
Oh, yes, sure. I know him now. Go buy dependable New Haven trains. It's also safer than traveling on accident-ridden highways, too. So give your vacation the right start. Go to, or rather go, New Haven.
Well. Well, look, today marks the end of this current season. We'll be back for a new sponsor, a new station in the fall.
We've been given some swell offers to go up to Fairbanks, Alaska to take over an all-night disc show.
They have a telephone gimmick there, which probably will work its way into the United States before long.
I think, Bob, it'd be a good idea if we rehearse one of those all-night shows where we're on the telephone.
Just so we'll know. We take you now to Lefty's Restaurant. It's 2:30 a.m., and here's Mo.
Hi, this is Mo speaking from Lefty's. Oh, I'm on the phone. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, what's that you want to hear from? Makita by Horace Heist. Wait a minute, I'll see if I got it in the file.
No, you ain't, Mo.
Okay, thanks. That's my assistant.
Louis.
Louis also owns the joint.
You want that sandwich now, or do you want to wait, Mo?
Hello, I'm on a sandwich.
Phone.
Excuse me, the telephone.
Oh, this program has right now.
Hello. Yes, you want to hear Makita?
Makita is what we want to hear.
Makita.
Will you play that?
All right.
Play the Spanish version of it.
Now then, let's see.
Plays it doesn't go.
I believe there's a commercial here somewhere.
It must be somewhere.
Oh, yes, Bob. It says Elliot will read.
Does not say that. I don't want to read that.
I said that, and I'm king of this realm.
We had a very nice letter written on a cheap ballpoint pen this morning.
What's that, Bob?
Had a very nice letter from a person that was written on a cheap ballpoint pen.
I don't follow
the
you.
The letter was written, I mean.
Oh.
And they said that they had taken our advice. They bought everything we've advertised on the program.
I see.
Their cupboards are stocked with various items.
Freeze-On and
Freeze-On, so Itana, the things, Chesterfield, of course.
Sophie.
And they said they have visited Wonderland Revere. They had themselves a wonderful time.
Is that so?
Yes, and I think that's the best commercial that we could have for this great Greyhound racing.
I don't think they think so, so you better read that.
Well, all right. Four features highlight the 10 race program for tonight. Wonderland Revere, the home of Greyhound racing, New England.
Are you reading to yourself or to the populace?
Two endurance contests over the long Revere course.
What are you wearing, a feather underwear?
And two of the popular 5/16th mile events will be in the bright spotlight. Be sure to see the great ninth race, which will bring to post a close match Field of Favorites. Here are the entries. Revere Special.
Huh?
Full Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Reno Kitty. Elect. It's Now Over.
Here's the 1:30 headline.
Katusa. Patent Switch. And Golden One. Post time. First race. 7:45. The daily closes doubles at 7:30.
Is there anything about Katusa running tonight, you know?
Katusa does run tonight.
Wow.
In the featured something.
All
tonight.
Right.
Revere is near from Boston, of course, by MTA, which runs over wide highways. Maverick Station. No,
it runs over
and from everywhere over wide highways. That's what they meant to say.
Oh.
Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. So enjoy a cool, relaxing evening at Wonderland, where no matter what the weather, there's always a breeze off the broad Atlantic.
Well, is that the Atlantic Ocean, I presume?
I imagine that's what they refer to there.
Well, it looks like this program is finished.
And with it, us.
My name is Bob and Ray. A swell program. We'll be coming your way again tomorrow over much of this station at 1 o'clock. We certainly hope you can be here, friends.
This program is not heard over any other stations either here or in Canada. And doesn't reach you on a network.
And it's not being beamed overseas for no one. You know what I mean?
We wanted it to be, but they didn't want it.
If you're a funny man, you go home
and rush away.
Excuse me, man, but anytime.
Lopez saying good afternoon or good morning.
This is WHTH in Boston.
No, it's not Lopez either.
Veteran, you...